Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Let us pray. Father, we commit this time to you. We would like to hear the voice of heaven from the Holy Spirit. We want to understand your ways. Your ways are higher than our way, Lord. And we commit our life to you. We want to be living a life of pleasing to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In this teaching, I would like to encourage you some of the very important principles that we can learn from the Bible. And I would like to read many scriptures and help you to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. We all have one life to live, and after we pass out of this world, we're going to be in heaven for eternity. But now is the time to really live a life to please God and also store up treasure in heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, the Apostle Peter say, as a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. Everyone say, the will of God. My brother and sister, the Bible encourages us that we should live our life for the will of the Father. We should not concentrate or think about only my plan, what I'm going to do. We should always live for God. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 14, verses 6 to 9, he who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord. For he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us live to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. All these scriptures teach us that we should make a decision to live for the kingdom of God, to live our life to honor the Lord and benefit the kingdom of God. And we should set our mind that I'm going to do everything according to the will of God. And I believe that if you can do that, the Lord will take care of you. He will meet your needs. He will provide for you, guide you, protect you. Let us make decision together. I make this decision long time ago when I first moved to the U.S. in 1982. I said to the Lord that, Lord, use me. I want to live my life for you. And since then, I noticed that the Lord has taken care of me in every detail of my life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, verses 14 and 15 say, so we make it our goal to please him. Whether we are at home in this body, in this earthly body, or away from it, mean in heaven. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Again, we can see scripture after scripture that we should live our life for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the kingdom of God, for his glory, for his name, for his way, for his purpose, for the expansion of his kingdom. And we live in this world for him because he died for us. And after we die, we're going to be with him and serve him in heaven for eternity. I would like to encourage all of you who are listening to this teaching. Let us follow the plan of God. Let us die to our own plan. Live for God. It doesn't mean that you need to be a pastor like me or a preacher. You can be a businessman. You can be a housewife. You are a student, maybe, right now. Or you may be a worker in a company. No matter what kind of background, nationality, language, or profession you have, you make a decision, I will live my life for the Lord. I will get to know Him. I will find my gifts and calling. I will use my talents and time for the Lord. I will love my neighbors. I will love my family. I will love my church, love my pastor. I will live my life to glorify the Lord. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Again, to live is to honor Christ, and to die is to gain, because we can have a new body, and when we go to heaven, we're going to have rewards and mansion in heaven when we live our life for God. You may be an usher in the church, or you may be in the worship team, or you are in the sound team, or children program, or youth program. You live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ. You make decision to glorify Him, to bless His kingdom. How you spend money, how you spend time, you live for Him. You live a life to please Him. John chapter 4, verse 34, these are the words from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. I believe that the Lord will guide you to find your calling, your gift, and you will say the same thing like Jesus did. You say, I'm going to do the will of my Father in heaven who allowed me to be born in this generation, and before I die, I will finish the work that He called me to do. So, in conclusion, after reading all the scripture, we should make a decision to please the Lord, to live for the Lord. You eat for the Lord. You sleep for the Lord so that you will be healthy to serve Him. You rest or you spend vacation time with your family, you do it for the Lord to please your wife or your husband or your children. You know, your Christian life involves everything. Your daily life, personal life, your family life, your marriage life, your ministry, your parenting life, everything we do to glorify the Lord. Now, in the reality, Jesus is not on this earth any longer. Jesus was raised from the dead and He went up to heaven. I am not Peter who walked with Jesus 2,000 years ago. But the way the Lord take care of me and take care of you is to put you and me in a good local church. And the Holy Spirit will guide us to be in the right church. And in each local church, God appoints and anoints some to be our leaders and pastors and spiritual caretakers or shepherds. So the key is that in order to please the Lord, we need to be led by the Spirit to find a good local church, led by the Spirit, not by our own idea. And in that church, or in that community or family of God, we need to honor our pastor, whom God appointed to take care of us. Judges chapter 7, 16 to 22, dividing the 300 men into three companies, He placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside. Watch me, He told them. Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon. Gideon and the 100 men with him reach the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. Just after they had changed the guard, they blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hands and holding in the right hand in the trumpets they were to blow. They shouted a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. While each man held this position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, cried out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Beth Shittah, toward Zerarah, as far as the border of Abel Meholah near Tabath. You can see in this situation, the Lord anointed and appointed Gideon to be the leader of Israel at that time. And when they went out to the war to fight against the enemy, the Lord blessed their unity. They have faith, they obey the Lord, and they obey their leader, Gideon. And they say, for God, I fight for God, I please God, I do this for God, and not only for God, but for Gideon, my leader. You need to understand this. When you honor, you respect, you submit to your appointed leader in your church. In fact, you honor the Lord and you follow the Lord. The Lord uses his leader to guide you and lead you. I'm talking about godly leaders, not hired men who work for money. People who are really appointed and used by God. That's why it's so important you need to be led by the Spirit to be in the right church. Let's look at another one in 2 Samuel chapter 23, 13 to 17. Then three of the 30 chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem, that way by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. He said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. I pray that you will be godly servant who love the Lord, live for the Lord, please the Lord, for God. You live for God. And not only that, you should honor and respect, accept and love your leader whom God put over you to lead you and to guide you. There is no perfect leader. There's no perfect pastor or church leader. Everyone has some weaknesses. You should not look at their weaknesses. You should look to them as if they are the gift from the Lord, and you honor them and love them. Whatever they say according to the Holy Spirit and to the Bible, you follow. You say, "Yes, I will serve. I will do what the church wants to do." And if you really have some conflict with your leader, I recommend you go talk to that leader personally. Try to resolve the conflicts personally. Don't gossip. Don't talk bad about your leader. Make appointment to see your leader. Talk to him or her and try to come back to love, forgiveness, unity again. And when you are united with your leader, the Lord will bless you and the Lord will give victory to your church. Many souls will come in. You shall be blessed because you submit yourself to the authority. So in conclusion in this teaching, you should be a mature Christian, mature servant of God, that you make a decision, I live my life for God and I live my life for my appointed leaders from the Lord. I will honor my leader. I honor the Lord. I respect my God by respecting my leader. And I can join into the vision of my church. And I will do everything to support my leader. You will protect his back. You shall always pray for your leader. One time in my life, at that time, I did not know about the fire of God. And one American member joined into the church. And she knew that I was weak in that area. Instead of getting mad at me and criticizing me, she prayed for me for a few years until one day the Lord showed me that I need the fire. Then I repented. You see, and now she still serves in New Hope International Church. I thank God for her life that she loved me, she supports me, she wants to help me. You should do the same thing to your pastor. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. Again, in conclusion, for the Lord and for your Gideon, for your leader. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this sharing. And I believe you are the obedient child of God. You are the doer of the word of God. Amen. May the Lord anoint you, bless you, heal you, use you, protect you. And may the Lord shower his favor upon you and your family. And everywhere you go, you shall be the blessing to the nations. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next teaching.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
You, Lord.